Look at the gate security, look. Gate security's baffled.
Yeah, that made me laugh. This gate security's baffled. Yeah, yeah. You employ chimps who fucking is looking out the wrong window as they walk past. Because the thing is, like, how's the security? The reason why the chimp security is baffled about what happened, yeah, is because the people who are walking in and out of this five-star hotel complex all look like fucking just people who just, they look ordinary. Like, you know what I mean? The security's got no clue. Of course you're going to walk past. They just...
Look, you can't work out how we've got in here, look. Nice, you get your own...
Wow, thank you very, very much indeed to our good friend, Meme Extraordinaire. Thank you very much to all the... I've got some new memes, which are... Well, images. So some great promo images coming. I'll be putting them together over the weekend for future shows. I do massive appreciation to all of you folk who take your time out to create stuff for the streamers, and that really do appreciate it. But to Modern Viking, he says, for bigot, teaching me a new word for nigger, gollywog. What was that word?
Filthy gollywogs.
Yes, mate. Also,
proper horrible fucking wog.
Wog. You fucking fuck. These fucking wogs. These nignogs. These nignog wogs. Nignog. What was that? Nignog. Nignog paddywhack. Give a coon a rope. Or something. I don't know. I need to do more coffee. I've been waiting to do more coffee, but I just stop watching the video and let them watch it then. Okay, I'll stop watching the video and I'll let them watch it. I'll let them watch it. I'm going to make a coffee. Back in however long it takes to do what I got to do, I'll see you in a minute, because I'm not a Jew.
Private lake, lovely grounds, and they're all kept as well. Whose coffee cup is that? You sleeping in there? You sleeping in there?
It's not your business, then.
What?
Go. That's not your business.
You like... Actually, no, I couldn't walk away because this cunt, you fucking, this is not your business. Fuck off, mate.
Filthy gollywogs.
It's not your business.
Proper, horrible, fucking wog.
It's not your business.
You filthy, packy bastard.
It's not your business. Where is it? Fucking, no, I lost it.
Our world is coming crumbling down. The coons are coming.
Why do you hate motherfuckers like me?
I don't hate people like you, but I feel like that you are a animal.
Okay.
My Bible teaches me that you are a beast of the field.
It's on.
Yeah?
You let us on. Didn't you?
Go, man. That's not your business, bullshit, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Go.
What did you say? Bullshit.
Go.
Wait until you see what this fucking nigger does, mate. Wait until you see what this nigger... Or, like, fucking... Mate, wait. No, nigger. Bad nigger.
What's your language, man?
So the nigger's just told him to fuck off, yeah? Sorry, you probably missed that, but... I'm trying to make it... I'm going to make a coffee after this bit, then.
You watch your language. You watch who you're speaking to.
Watch your fucking language, you.
Watch who you're speaking to.
Watch your language.
Yeah, you don't know who you're speaking to right now.
Oh, it's this nigger. The nigger in front. Watch out for this baldy baboon. This bald baboon, mate.
I'm the hotel inspector, yeah?
I don't care who you are.
Yeah. You will care.
I don't care.
You will care. You're sleeping in here. You're not even doing your job properly.
Who told you that I'm sleeping here?
We
told you. You see me now.
We walked past you. We walked past you.
Shut up.
I love your sergeant thing.
I don't care, yeah?
You impersonating the sergeant. That's impersonating the sergeant,
man. We send you...
Proper, horrible, fucking wog.
Look at this piece of shit, mate. This fucking look at the slope, the forward slope on his fucking, the backward slope on his head. Yeah, no frontal lobe.
Why?
This is what?
You know, this is a Bradford, Robert.
Watch out now. This is where he's gonna be fucking chimp out income.
Proper, horrible, fucking wog.
Is this what we're really employing
here? It's not right to record him on me, okay? My
okay.
Face also.
Yeah.
So these niggers, of course, they've not been in the country very long. They're telling you that you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. Like, fucking, we're probably, well, like a year away from this guy, he will be holding a Kalashnikov, telling you that you're not allowed to see your fucking, your children anymore. They are being educated in the Muslim school because that's what's good for them. He will be the local leader. He'll be voted into power through local elections. This is now. I've got a feeling that this will be your reform MP, your member of parliament for reform. He'll be up for vote for me, vote for me. I am the white man now. I am the security. Soon we will be taking over everything. Yeah, all right. It looks like you already have, mate. Looks like you already have.
Proper, horrible, fucking wog.
These Jews run your whole country. Wake the fuck up.
We don't care.
Yeah. Also me.
Way!
Oh, see the chimp out up. And I told you. See, don't never relax around these coons, mate. Never do it. Never, ever, ever, ever.
We don't care.
Yeah. Also me.
Way! Go on, lash out. Go on, lash out then.
Can't do it.
No. Big listen, guys. Problem.
No.
Is he really security?
No.
He's just lashed out.
Yeah. Stop it, okay?
Now this drone's going up.
So,
three drones, man.
The drone's going up. I didn't touch your face. Why on earth would I touch you for? Hey?
No, he did not touch you also.
He went to strike me, didn't he? Yes, he did.
No, stop my guy. He didn't touch you.
He went to.
No, he won't.
Because he's unhinged.
No, he didn't.
He can't control his anger.
No.
Low impulse.
He can't control.
Can you?
Can
you control? Yes?
It's a private property.
You're housing illegal immigrants. You're housing people that are...
No, you don't know that.
No.
How do you know the law?
How do I know that? For what?
So, this
what are you telling me? You're telling me the law in my own country.
You over me the law.
What, and you know the law?
Yeah.
Give it a rest.
How about you?
What? What's the law then?
So, just...
Yeah?
You have to pass at the bar, over there.
Oh, look, we've got an ice cream van.
And you can do whatever.
We've got an ice cream van here, look.
Okay.
Move the cone for the ice cream van. Mr. Whippy!
On the way back.
Where are you guys from?
Where are we from?
What
channel?
Which one?
The best one. No, I'm not an auditor, mate. No. Fly over. Droning.
On the way back, it's the right ground, mate. Get three off here. Three. You come here regular, yeah? Yeah, man.
You gonna let him in?
I bet you're
gonna let him in. No. Why are you not let ice cream man in? Move his phone from.
No, you cannot touch him.
Okay. Let him in.
You cannot, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's the last one. I'll
scream
at this one.
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it?
You
want to
buy one?
Well, I'm going to buy one. You're going to buy one. You've got too much money here.
Yeah.
£300.
Buy one, you want.
I appreciate that.
Oh.
Yeah.
The car's
private property is
where
you're not
allowed
to.
Oh, yeah.
But I got
it. Don't slay the train as long as you're not in it.
Yeah.
What gas?
Yeah, I'm up, mate.
What was the ice cream van about?
Oh, he's coming on there. They didn't let him on,
mate. Right. So they're all getting a bit annoyed in there, mate, because they haven't got their ice cream. It's the two boys.
Welcome to the cop
phone. Where are you from? What auditing channel?
Auditing.
And Steve's done, not auditing.
Look at the grounds on this place. They're ringing the police even though we're off the property. It's mental. We're actually going to get cops at the cop form. This guy actually went to fucking lash out when I had my camera in my hand and I had to move it rapid or it'd hit that. Just look at the size of this place. 227 bedrooms. Wow. The ice cream van's currently outside.
It's a big old place.
It's got a nice row of gold teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Hey?
Yeah, big it is. I didn't know it was that big.
Oh, wow, yeah. I was going to say, it must have been evenly spaced out, because when we went, it didn't look like 200 and...
I want to get it from another angle.
He tried his best. He said, it's my job to protect this car. I was like, you are kidding me. I'm taking pictures of your car. And he's like, I know, it's my job to fire it. Yeah, I heard a commotion.
Mate, he went to strike me, man. He's on the phone to the police, though, even though we're off the property. Or he's, unless he's on the phone to
I thought it was Ada Hitcher.
Someone that runs a hotel. Got some more people. Oh, that bus is coming back down.
I'd be interested to see how many have bus back this time of
day. I mean, people have earned over the last 50 years. This hotel has been exclusively for people who worked hard, who were privileged, who had the money. Yeah. No nigger ever turned up off of a boat and then got to stay in any of these hotel rooms. They were lucky if they even got a fucking job there, mate.
Yeah, there's one coming around. It's got the same one.
Yeah, same one.
It's got a school logo on it, so it's got a mask on. He's wearing a mask, breaking a mask off.
Remember, the bus drivers get paid five. The minibus drivers who transport these fucking coons around all day, every day, they get paid $5,000. $5,000 a month, mate. Was it $5,000 a month? I think that's what they established last time around. You'll have to watch the replays if there are any. But no, there's no replays anywhere anymore because, like, fucking... It turns out Flood's given me some advice about not being able, not using that server. It sounds like it shits the bed. Well, yeah, oh well. If it shits the bed every 2 hours with the money I'm paying it, it better fucking... Anyway, let's get on with it.
There's the ice cream van. Say hello.
Sorry, mate. You won't buy me one. You won't buy me one.
Yeah, I don't do hello ice cream.
Got him. I'll get that one as well. Right on the roundabout at peak hours.
There's a big lake at the back here.
Yeah, peaceful, isn't it? Out there.
Got this on the doorstep.
Mm. Come out here, have a walk around the grounds.
Yeah.
Good mile walk around the grounds. Both of these cop fawns are nice, though, to be fair.
Yeah. As soon as it said about...
I'm telling you, like, that idea that I had the other week, like, yeah. Find your local homeless white man and take them to these hotels. With no idea or anything, and just say that this geezer just arrived from fucking from Tabunga to Bunga Bunga land, Bongo Bongo land or whatever, yeah. Like fucking get as many homeless, especially the drunk white homeless that you see in Nottingham and that, yeah. Just fucking take them to all the hotels, pad them up, give them a tent, and tell them just to ask the invaders for money. just beg off the invaders, mate. Let's fucking and then get the newspapers, mate. Tell the newspapers and fucking start making news articles about it. Tell you what, fuck it. Pretend you're homeless and go and put a tent up outside the fucking hotels and start begging and do a life blog. I tell you what, there you go. There's an earner. IRL fucking, that you fucking get tips and that, TTSs and that. Yeah. Talk to text fucking, you know what I mean? You get all the fucking, the real retards, like fucking get racist comments and that. Outside the hotels, there's an earner there. There's an earner because, like, fucking yeah, there's an earner either way. You get the invaders to give you the free money that they're giving, that actually directly to you. You get to make the Pajits and the niggers upset at the same time, and you'll probably get fucking your cash up and everything cancelled. Actually, I'm thinking about I might give up the building project for the summer and just go and see how, what kind of earner I could get from just sleeping outside migrant hotels. No, I'm not old enough for that kind of shit. I'm going to wait until I'm 300 for that one. That's next year, actually. 300 year old. Not bad for a fucking crackhead with no teeth.
Like the acres of land around it, you just know that.
Sirens. That's all that's missing now. Cops at the cop farm.
What an interaction.
Just to pull up.
Can you follow it?
Yeah. This just looks like an old car park.
Go in.
Oh look, can walk straight on. I see filming, look. It's filming something there.
Yeah, I don't know. Come on, walk.
Oh, is he sending them where we are or something? So still on, how much?
Imagine, look at the size of this car park, chat. Imagine how many pikeys you could send to live on this car park. Yeah, oh yeah, what, the Irish ones? Yeah, especially the Irish tinkers. Get some tinkers, get a whole fucking, I tell you what, buy yourself a trailer and go and park up in Clopthorne car park, mate. What are they fucking gonna do? What are they gonna do? Look at the size of that. There's a toilet in that hotel as well, and you got access. I'd be fucking there all over it. If I didn't have shit to build, I'd buy a fucking caravan and I would find this car park and I would move on to it. And then I would fucking just beg. I just park up outside the door of the, and I, every time a fucking invader walked past, I'd beg him for money. I'd fucking live stream the lot of it all day, every fucking day.
Still on. Going slipped.
Yeah, sirens in the distance. Could be a bridge, could not be.
Sir, sleep no more. All my old rave friends, they either settled down after Czech Tech. Quite a few of them, like, yeah, they've got married, they had kids, they got jobs. You know what I mean? Good on them as well. Good on them as well.
Police here, yeah. Yeah. We got drone support anyway. They're bringing the police here now.
Actually, Northman, Sir Northman, I don't think that any of the constabularies can afford. They can't afford to do any of the fucking en masse movements that they did to kill the rave scene. Like, you know what I mean? I don't think the budget's there. I don't think the personnel are there. I don't think they could stop it. I don't think they could do it. I reckon, yeah, just fucking free party at Clopthorne. Free party at Clopton Hotel, mate. You know what I mean? Standing room only. Bring your fucking trailer. Bring a bus. Bring a sound system. And just play fucking hardcore fucking Mr. Bond remixes, mate. You know what I mean? Fucking Dupac remixes, fucking Judenhouse remixes, fucking Gabba style, mate.
This is all nicely capped, isn't it? Chinese village, he calls it. Chinese village. I do like the hedges. Yeah, this is the landscape gardens, look.
Topiaries, mate. But they've let the topiaries just go. They've let them go. There's no care anymore. It's all overgrown. Where's the upkeep? The niggers don't know how to sculpt or fucking keep a topiary healthy. The jeets don't care. See, this is your civilization. This is the beasts returning to the beast. There's a stupid bitch in the UK, like, yeah, who's campaigning for climate change. She's complaining that a type of moss is dying out. A type of moss is dying out. Shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. I'm not buying that shit anymore, mate.
Little maze type thing. Ah, tennis courts. Is that theirs? What? I think it is their tennis court. And then look how lovely it is though. What a lovely location. Little stream.
Yes, in one can walk on, but not in one can talk. Because it's different. Oh, private.
So if we didn't have cameras, we'd be allowed here.
You can walk fast, there's a public foot.
Oh.
You can walk faster.
So the camera's the problem?
Huh?
The camera's the biggest problem here.
Yes, the camera's the biggest problem.
But what are you worried?
So you're trespassing and you're filming.
But what are you worried
about? What's the reason of you filming?
Because the thing is, when like locals are nearby,
I mean, this is how retarded the UK has become, yeah? They've decided to release beavers back into the wild because climate change. They already released. We've got boar back in it, but we got boar. There's boar that got released by fucking retarded animal front liberation fucking retards, yeah. And now because they've reintroduced beavers back into onto the island, yeah. That this now is open the door for, guess what? Wolves. They want to reintroduce wolves to this tiny, reintroduce wolves to this tiny island. Yes, of course it's women. Women think it's a good idea.
Sorry, no comment.
No, that's fine. I'm not asking you to comment. I'm saying this is the reason we're here. So they ask you to just do a quick report, walk around, not go in necessarily.
Lynx 2 says Saw Northman, yeah.
They just want to have an update.
It's a coppers. Look how many coppers are there.
To be sure,
mate, there's about four coppers.
Stay here.
Stay here?
Even, yeah. Yeah. This is their private property. Stay here. Yeah. The bullies will come and you.
The geezer's just said, I think he tried to say this is private property, but he said private property. Shut the fuck up. And here come the police. Here come the police. Wait till you see these fucking clowns.
What did you say? Huh? The police will come and you will see.
Yeah,
who the hell do you think you are?
Because of where you are. You know where you are.
Do you know where you are?
Yeah.
I'm an.
Oh yeah, no. The lynx got released by retards. Like, you know what I mean? It was a pet that just got turned out, just like a domesticated cat. You know what I mean? If it's not been raised in its locale, it's not gonna. If you know what I mean? It's just wrong.
England, where are you?
I'm not talking about England.
So what are you talking about?
Private property.
Yeah.
Private
property. Shut the fuck up, nigger. Really. Really, I don't like the look of it. I don't like the sound of it. I don't. It's not right. It's not big. And that coon is definitely not clever.
And it's England. It's our history. I'm not talking it's a heritage site. It's 16th century. Shut up, you mug. Get back to work, yeah?
Talk to us like that.
Back to work, yeah?
It's your problem.
Oh, surprise, fucking surprise. One little, two little, three women who should be in the kitchen, not on duty. One little, two little, three little women who should be in the kitchen today. Our police is really fucking gay, really, really, really fucking gay. Our police are really fucking gay. And when I rule the world, women on the force will be no way. Look at the size of this bird compared to this coon who thinks he's got authority. Yeah?
Hello, guys.
There's no guys. There's one guy there, mate. Can we stop calling women guys as well, please? It's very fucking gay. Fucking hell. What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Our nation, your homeland, the ones that your fucking great, your ancestors fought and kept for so fucking long is getting ruined, mate. It's getting destroyed because of fucking retards like you thinking it's a good idea to have women in positions where violence might be fucking, might be necessary.
We just come to do a report. We explained to them that we're not trying to get in or be violent or anything. Just do a report and walk around. Mm-hmm. They pretty much just escorted us around. And now we're just going to head out.
No, they're confused. They don't know what's going on. Why are we here? I wonder what I should be cooking for dinner tonight. I wonder how many babies I should have had by now. This one's just totally fucking vacant. She's so pretty, oh so pretty, and vacant. And I don't mean vacant in a good way. Vacant as in the lights are on, but nobody's home. She should be in the kitchen building a home. No right to roam. When I rule the world, no right to roam for any of you. You'll be chained to the fucking house, mate. You know what I mean? Until you learn how to be a good woman again.
Oh right, okay, that's fine. You can do that.
Yes, I know we can. We're white men. This is our country. What the fuck? Why are you dressed like that anyway? Why are you wearing men's clothes? Really?
Explain it to them. Yeah.
Yeah. Just going around the hotel.
Yeah. Okay. But like I said to them, part of it is that I can understand their distress.
Young girl, you're out of your mind. To work on the police front lines, you better run, girl. They're importing coons, girl. I don't know. Look at her. These are beautiful women, man, and they've been ruined. They've been ruined to think that they can do the jobs of men. I feel, and they're gonna want to be the man in the relationship. If they have kids, the kids are gonna grow up confused, and then they'll be like, "Oh, you're not confused. You're obviously a girl in a boy's body." When I had that epiphany at the end of yesterday's show, when I suddenly understood the allegory of us being kicked out of the Garden of Eden, the allegory, the tree of knowledge is the education system. The serpent is the Jew that subverted the education system and also convinced the woman that she needed knowledge. She needed that knowledge. And then the woman said, "Oh, I've got knowledge." And went to Adam and said, this is how we should think now. And then Eden was destroyed because the men went, "Yeah, let's listen to this bird. She's got fucking hell. Have you heard? She thinks it's a good idea to, yeah, all right." And ever since then, we've been fighting to get back into Eden. Eden. It's the Eden Project, mate. I'm telling you, it's the truth. It's the truth. I don't care what you fucking say, mate. That's as simple as it is. Yeah?
said, this is what we're going to do, this is how we're going to be.
Yeah.
So you can obviously follow us, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Part of the problem is when they react in panic, it makes the situation worse. Because obviously a lot of people do come and do this auditing, and they want to cause a problem.
Yeah.
We're just here to do a little report, walk around the grounds, and then go.
Yeah, you just walk around.
So part of the problem is it always escalates because they panic. But even when they've panicked here, because they got a bit hands-on with him, we haven't retaliated. We just said, look, you don't need to be like that. I'm just walking around here.
Yeah, they have. They have been over. Yeah, yeah.
It's on video, mate.
So they've just been told that they got assaulted by this Paki's mate, this nigger's mate, yeah? And they just look over, yeah? They don't know what to do. But you're the men. You're the men. Why am I even here? Why are you there, dressed as men, acting like men? Wait until you see the size. Wait until you see this copper stand next to him, mate. Wait until you see the size difference.
But again, you just keep peaceful.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, we're heading off.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
But obviously, you know, because of the subject matter, it's just always a bit, you know, they panic and all this. We just try to be peaceful.
Thanks for asking for a ride, though. Appreciate that.
You've got a beautiful smile and everything. Look, fucking. When I rule the world. You will call all the white men, sir. We won't let in niggers, cause they're a curse. I don't know.
You do care about our welfare. Because, yeah, there's lots of security on these places. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's
but the grounds are so beautiful. When it is, you know, 16th century Buddha, it is part of our of our heritage site, and we are allowed to obviously film it.
We did try to tell them not to ring police, because obviously it wastes your time.
Yeah, we should.
Braining women as a police is the biggest waste of time in the world. They're wasting. It's a waste of your time, darling. Go and find a white man. Go and find a white man who knows a trade. No, don't go. Women, do not find white collar worker men. That's another lesson. That's a lesson from yesterday, actually. That guy who God has chosen to be the standard bearer of the eternal struggle. I should play that. The eternal struggle against the satanic forces that we'll always fight them. We'll always fight them, man. But he talked about his dad. His dad would outwork him till his dying day. Till his dying day, he could outwork him. And he said his dad was a farmer, and his dad worked hard so his son could become a white collar worker. Well, there you go. That's where you fucked up, mate. Anyway.
I don't know what my point was.
Like, fucking, yeah, you should have stuck on the farm, should have stayed on the farm. Your two sons would have been raised as farmers. You'd have fucking met a farming lass, yeah? Not an educated woman. The curse of the educated woman. That's what you need to comprehend. That's the lesson from yesterday. The educated woman is the pearl of poison, the apple of discontent. I mean, imagine them if it really went tits up. Like, how are these two going to handle a riot, mate? God forbid.
They say, like, oh, they broke in and they've done this, and we haven't at all, but they just do it really quick. So, obviously, I don't know how used to it you are. These kind
here
of call outs. Yeah. But again, I feel like sometimes people like this will get in trouble, but they don't call the police on false accusations. Yeah. So, a bit frustrated, but what can you do?
Yeah.
Wait until you see the size of him now. Look at that. Look at the height. Look at the height. I mean, he's probably a little bit closer than she is, but like, fucking. There's a better shot in a minute.
I've just escorted it. It's been fine. There was a guy that got a bit hands-on out there, but we didn't retaliate.
Have you done this sort of thing before?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you trying to... Not saying you can't.
I've got a YouTube channel.
That's fine, mate. Yeah. Mm. What are you trying to... You understand, the hotel now is probably private.
Yeah.
Because it's close to the public. So you can't...
No, it can't be close to the public. It's a hotel. By definition, the word hotel means open to the public. by the terms and conditions for them to be trading as hotels in the UK, even though they are housing invaders, that you're not even, actually, you're not even allowed to fucking book a hotel room without giving your ID. Yeah, you're not allowed. You're not allowed, mate. You're not allowed. There's so many breaches that are going on that all it would take is a team of determined white folks to bring civil lawsuits against all of these hotels. But nobody wants to do that bit. It's too fucking, we're all a bunch of fucking niggers. We are. We're all just a bunch of fucking niggers on this island now. I'm sad to say. I'm sad to say. Like lazy fucking niggers. Broken fucking niggers, man. Don't call me nigger. Fucking, I'm not here to nigger pill you. I'm not here to be nigger pill you. Like, what the fuck? Calm down. It's all right, chat. Don't cry. Don't cry over the ashes of a ruined fucking building, mate. You just rebuild it. Rebuild it with something that's fucking fireproof, mate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just acknowledge that part of it. Yeah. It's partly if locals reach out because they've got concerns, then we'll just come and do like a peaceful report, okay, and then just leave. So obviously we know it's private. It's a matter of trespass, but like I said to your colleagues, we just always tell them that we're here to do X, Y, Z. We're not going to be aggressive. And that's it.
Yeah. So you can't go into a hotel because that would be private.
Yeah.
Have you managed to walk around the grounds and stuff?
So in terms of the hotel, it's just a case of going to reception, see if there's anyone there to talk to, and then we left.
It's fine, mate, yeah. And they've been walking around to make sure that you're okay.
They just kept the distance. And that's it.
Are you guys almost done?
Or? Yeah, we're
really
out.
Literally finished.
Cool. Yeah. YouTube channel. We'll be on YouTube later.
You might be. It's only a small channel, don't worry. Not
okay. Is it specific for this sort of thing, or is it YouTube?
Yeah.
No. That's cool. Waste of time. We will leave you with the security then, if they're going to walk you off the grounds, mate.
Yeah.
And, all right.
Cheers, guys. Cheers.
Thank you. Thanks.
So there we go. That security guard, a bit like the one in Norwich, told me, you stand here, the police will come in and you wait. Last time that happened, I actually got arrested. So I don't like hearing that, but that's how confident these people are in their protection. This is the Copthorne Hotel, London Gatwick. And this is the hotel inspector signing off.
Laters, Mr. Foss. Thanks for being here, mate. Sorry if I don't have nightmares, mate. Have white power dreams and all of that. And we're not here to be nigger pilled. Like fucking, all we have to do is just point and laugh and create our underground system. Nepotism all the way.
Let's start driving Panzers across the Eurolands again. Shlomo is a chancer, hopeless spreading cancer, sending leaders everywhere. Oh, they're advancing. Oh, can you smell them in the air? Oh, they're advancing. Shlomo. Voices until you hear them everywhere. Oh.
Sucking baby dicks, and he's a fool and they all hate you. I gotta warn ya, dreams don't get ya, but you're gonna see this as cancer. When I say white man is the answer,
some niggas don't advance it. Whites must be upstanding until you see it everywhere. You gotta make your choices, unite the white man voices until we hear them everywhere.
Between different races, classes, and religions. Use bribery, threats, and blackmail to get our way. Use Freemason lodges to attract potential public officials.
A religion from Babylon that brings us down. Yeah, it's been kept.
Science and materialism. Thank you.
abolish all rights and freedoms except the right of force by us. Eliminate religion, replace it with science and materialism. History to our benefit. Zionist New World Order.
What we're dealing with here is a total lack of respect for the law.
It was not part of their blood. It came to them very late, with long arrears to make good, when the white man began to hate. They were not easily moved, they were icy, willing to wait, till every count could be proved, ere the white man began to hate.
So Heavy Gustav, you're right. Heavy Gustav is on point, and this is the point I was trying to make, but nowhere near as eloquently as this. Heavy Gustav says, "I feel we need to draw up protocols of remedy for each element of this mess, then put them into action." My goodness, it's the boring route. But like that father or dad said yesterday, we shut down one hotel in the right way, we shut them all down. Exactly. But you have to do, so there's a many pronged attack. And so I'm an ideas man, and I'm in no position to command or discipline. I lack it too much. But what he's done, but that man, that one man on his own, he changed laws in Texas. He got them like, fucking, you're looking at prison. You fuck around with kids, mate, you're going to find out. Like, yeah, Snail Racer says, I wish there was a peaceful solution. There is going to be a war, but if there's one thing that we should have all learned by now is that the war has been going on for longer than we all realize. And, there's many, it's like the Book of Revelations. It says that the beast, the Antichrist has many heads, and we've got to chop them all off at once. Because if you just chop one off at a time, it's the legend of, is it Heracles? I found it. I was talking about it. I was sharing memes in, I think it was the two Daves on FTJ the other weekend, it's a multi-headed Hydra. It's a multi-headed Hydra. It's time for a round table. Yeah, but you got to do it behind closed doors. You don't do any of it in public. Heavy Gustav. The thing is, you don't do any of this in public. You don't talk about it in public. You don't say, oh, hello. Hello, world. We're going to do this tomorrow. That's what they want you to do. That's why they turned you all autistic. That's why they've created all of these vaccines that are, oh man, I was hearing there were stories going on yesterday in the news, like, because the other aspect of the demonization of the white boy, yeah, the white boy, and the demand that he is fatherless. So they get you to inject the children with vaccines that cause autism, and then these children are damaged. They can't communicate, and they've got certain ways of communicating and that. And I mean, they studied all of this. They wouldn't be doing it to us if they didn't expect it to happen. Yeah. Part of it is like, so the girls end up with, what's that disease where your ovaries grow inside out and everything like that? The womb grows over the ovaries. That's caused by vaccines, but autism is caused by that. But there's a lot of stories going on now on the womanly, the Bolshevik bullshitting corporations radio stations, or whether you're listening to the local radio or the national radio, especially like not radio nigger one night. Yeah. Or faggot radio one, whichever you want to call it. They're talking about how women are now getting attacked by their children, their sons, their violent sons. So it's going, this is the multi-pronged attack against you, white man. So you got the Hydra head of the new beast, the new head that's raising it, that's had its head up for a while now. I mean, how old is Netflix? How old is Netflix Studio? How long has that beast, that head of of Satan, how long has that been around? Fucking with your children's minds, yeah? You know what I mean? Remember Cuties? What the fuck was that? Yeah? So you've got that. You've got fucking and you've also got the each government, that's a head. Each government's a fucking head of each nation. That's all Satan. It's fucking, and we've got to chop them all off, mate. We've got to chop. But the thing is, you can't talk about it publicly. So this is why I say that fucking, like, you have to treat them, you have to make them, like, they are praying and hoping that nobody knows, that people stop noticing that there's a war going on against them, yeah? They can't stop that. So, take that as read, yeah? So what you have to do then is you have to prepare for the final chaos that's coming, or ideally, you need to create a whole system that works in parallel, and as people go, like, fuck this shit, there will be an avenue for those white people to go, hey mate, I'm sick of this shit. Yeah, well, me too. You really sick of it? Yeah, I'm proper sick of it. Like, yeah. So, well, I've taken my kids out of school and everything. That's how sick of it I am, mate. I've quit work. I've taken my kids out of school, and I'm just going to teach them myself. Like, that's all I can fucking do. Oh, really? Yeah. I tell you what, like, fucking, I can sort you out with some cheap. Do you like meat? I fucking stop going to the supermarkets. I can hook you up with some very good fucking Christian slaughtered meat. Bang. You know what I mean? Do you know any greengrocers? That's how you do it. That's how you do it. Look, yeah, you've lived your life. They've made fucking the black market normal now. Yeah, but the black market's all whore. It's whore. It's whores, drugs, anything degenerate. Yeah. So the model's there. The model's there. Like fucking, you just need to go right. Okay. Well, we don't want to do that with the model. But we fucking just go bang, and it's all waiting for you. You've already got the friends and family all around you who are looking for a cheaper life. Yeah, but what they did is they took it away from you. Like, it used to be like fucking, there'd be loads of white people going round the pubs and that, going, do you want to buy some of this? Do you want to buy some of that? The pubs, they shut them down, mate. They fucking shut them down. Yeah, so you've got to create your own pubs. Yeah, the Jews have got synagogues, mate. The Muslims have got fucking, oh yeah, we don't drink. Yeah, the Muslims have got their fucking, you try going to a church, mate. You go to a church, it is like fucking, you can hear the Death Watch Beatles, mate. You can hear the Death Watch Beatles. So, and the church isn't the place for you no more. You have to go in underground. Let's go fucking. Yeah, yeah. See, fucking. Let's have a bit of the jam. Let's have a bit of the fucking jam, mate. We'll go. Where's YouTube? Getting all emotional just thinking about the jam. Fucking hell. No, where's YouTube gone? I'll just do it like this dickhead. Yeah, we've got to go underground, man. Fucking going underground. I wonder about this remix of it. I mean, what's the safest way to look after your daughters and that? You fucking go, right, okay, we're going to teach you, we're going to raise you in a close-knit community. But that fucking, so, but you have to create that close-knit community. And on a high trust, remember that? High trust? You know what I mean? You can't have a high trust society without people living you around you that you can trust, isn't it? In it. You know what I mean? It's as simple as that. I mean, look, mate, I'm just a fucking retard, man. You shouldn't even listen to me, really. Well, I don't know why you would. I don't know why you would. Stop it. Let's see if there's a good version of it. Let's see, high def, reflex revision, how long is it? 5 minutes 22, yeah. Let's see what this one sounds like then. I bet it's gay. I bet it's faking gay. I bet it's really gay, actually. Let's see.
Some pleasure and to hate me, I've enough for any of my fate. For my needs some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging trees. What you see is what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leaders and place your trust. As their lies wash you down and their promises rust. The security machines replaced by rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give what the society wants. I'm going underground.
Going underground.
Well, the fast fast play up, start to pound. Going underground.
Going underground.
So let the boys all sing, or let the boys all shout for tomorrow. La 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 la. La 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 la. We're talking, come and talk until my head explodes. I turn on the news and my body froze. Spraying sheep from my TV screen. But this boy shout, make this boy scream. Going underground. We're going underground. I'm going
The thing is, and I know you know this, yeah, but like fucking, what you have to work out is it's all about marketing. It's all about marketing. It's all about, and right now you could not have the market is wide open for National Socialism. It's begging for it. It's looking for it to be presented in such a way that the youth are yearning for it. Yeah, they don't even know how much they're yearning for it. But the based, especially the based white men, the white boys are yearning for it. And we, it's got to be done in such a way. This is why I talk about the white network. There is no production team. There is no advertising team. There is nobody sitting around a table going, right, how do we get the fucking heart and mind of the white boys? How do we get the, you know what I mean? And doing a 24/7 campaign. Yeah, and why? Because there's nobody there looking to fund it, because there's a market out there, except for all the artists are doing it for free, because there's no stadiums. And why isn't there any stadiums? Because the Jews own the stadiums. Or there's no venues. Why are there no venues? Well, because those venue owners, they've got licenses that say you're not allowed to be nasty. You're not allowed. Yeah, well, actually, if you rent those premises as private venues, you fucking can sing about what you like, you can do what you like, but you're not allowed to advertise it. So what you have to do, yeah, this is what I'd say, mate, you are right now, if you have got the brains, if you've got the crew to fucking really do it, like, yeah, imagine being the fucking, I mean, I was thinking about this, what was his name, Bill Hicks, he hated advertisers, you know what I mean? Yeah, but they're Jews, because they're Jewish, like, you know what I mean? But like, fucking, I don't know. I just have the. Anyway. But fucking. We need to pay our artists, man. Like, fucking. There is a market out there. It's just like we need to strike while the iron's hot. That's the phrase I've been looking for weeks now. In this situation, we really need. Well, what's this we? Like, fucking. I'm not really doing anything apart from ranting to like fucking 12, 92-year-olds. And being rude to fucking women who are older than me and that. Dickhead. Anyway, so the fucking Judenass, gotta spread the hate, mate. Desemitization. Noun. 1. The process of bringing the leaders of the global Jewish Zionist regime to justice, and of purging all elements of Jewish Semitism from public life, carried out especially between 2016 and 2024. Fail in the manner of a global popular declaration of freedom from parasitism. 2. The opposite of denazification. Why'd you say it like a nigger? I didn't mean to. There's a whole industry. They just come out the other fucking day, mate, didn't they? It's like fucking, even though many people already knew that it's rent-a-mob when it comes to the fucking anti-white agenda, Yeah, like fucking, but they literally, there's a video that I saw the other day where all the protesters just stopped protesting at midday. And I was like, fucking hell, it really is that retarded now that they can get away with that shit. We've got, and this is the thing, there is a whole industry of anti-white. Where's the pro-white industry? Where is the pro-white economy? Like it or not, love it or not, mate, that video is great marketing. It's just that it needs to be expanded upon. It needs to be expanded upon. It really, because there are multitudes of agencies that are getting paid to make content to turn your children gay. To this very fucking day, mate, and keep them anti-white and everybody. So like. Anyway, I'm hammering the point too far. You know what I mean? No. Sorry for the dead air. What's this? Whoa, that wasn't there. What the fuck was that? No, that's not what I want. That's not what I wanted. That's not what I want. Go away. Hold on. Where's that gone? No, that's not even what I wanted, mate. No, not going to find it. All on the Watchtower. Okay, let's just read all about it. Who did read all about it? It was Paul Weller. No, I won't. That's killed the vibe anyway. It's killed the vibe anyway, man. What do I do in my spare time? Spare time? I don't have any spare time. If I had spare time, I'd be making music. Spare. Not enough. I don't do enough in my spare time. That's what I don't do. That's what I do. I don't do enough. But like, fucking, who did that song? Fucking Read All About It. Oh, Read All About It. I could have sworn it was The Jam, isn't it? The Jam. The Jam or the Style Council? No, the Style Council. Fuck it. Let's just go. I feel like listening to some of this music. So let's listen to it. Not a lot of love. I'm not loving. I like the track, mate. I don't give a fuck about Weller. Fuck him. Looks like I'll be doing a parody of this one then, mate. I tell you what, you write the fucking lyrics to the parody of an Englishman needs to fucking write it, yeah? Do me a parody, I'll sing it, you edit it. Yeah, Paul Weller's a twat, mate. Paul Weller's a twat. And the thing is, they all are. They all fucking are, man. You know what I mean? Like, fucking... I've written lyrics that I am... I'm in the process of getting my shit together for a new cover, which hopefully should be done by the end of next month. Well, the laying down me singing it anyway, and I'll be chucking it to somebody who's said that they might be interested in doing the production on it. I'm no good at production. I don't know. I rely on very talented people, and I do try and pay you. I want to pay people to fucking do it. Like, you know what I mean? But you fucking retards are like, no, I want to do it for free. Wake up. Nobody does anything for free. Please just wake the fuck up, mate. I had to. You can too. Two. No one can like a toucan can. Anyway. So no more fucking. No more Paul Weller. The crew doesn't like it in GTV.
Whatever I cry. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova, a champagne supernova in the sky. Up the dawn and ask her why. A dream, she never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eye. Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Champagne supernova.
the first man said. The people went to war, they always wanted more. And how could I ever fail to lose? They can't take it anymore, they wanna win the score. The second man showed his hand, some were barefoot across the land. How many have seen the future and are doing the best they can? Well, I don't believe in heaven, I don't believe in hell, I don't believe what I see. This is no game, can't you tell? But God.
Yeah, a little bit of indulgence and a little bit of nostalgia from the good old days. The good old, the fucking old, well, the old, yeah, fucking old now, mate. Fucking old now. Sort of proper old, proper old, proper old. Anyway, we're coming into the last 25 minutes of the show. And I'm in a musical mood. But people are like that. Yeah. Why are you playing this shit? Why aren't you playing our stuff? Well, chuck us some links. If you're not happy, it shouldn't be new to you that I'm happy to play links, like. You know what I mean? So I'm not really up for, I want music. I'm not up for playing comedy links. Thank you very much for whoever dropped it in the GTV. I saw something, but I was busy trying to work out what I was going to play next. But I forgot, I don't know what I want to play next, but I've got to close some windows because it's messing with the stream. I can see. Yeah, it's gone right down now. Fucking hell. I'm going to have to fucking sort. I'm going to have to do some technical fixing on my end, I think. I need to get new services in that. I'll go searching further afield. Actually, I know somebody who's got a VPN service for sale that I can pay to use. I mean, like, why can't they just fucking give us computers that have a built-in VPN? Like, it's that simple. It's like you're just literally going like, no. And I mean, it's just numbers. It's not even like hardware. Fucking stupid. Everybody's like that. Well, if you weren't such a retard driller, you can do that. They literally can do. Yeah, but I'm saying, why can't they just sell it to people like me? There you go. No, it's just too fucking simple. All right then. Meanwhile, they're like, yeah, but like pedos and that. Epstein, hello? Yeah, all right. Anyway, I'll tell you what, fuck it. I'll tell you what, yeah, let's do some... If you don't like the music, let's go. Where's that gone? Argent Beacon, yeah. Just give me any old thing. I'm not just playing random shit on Argent Beacon. Only our music. I'm just not doing it. Yeah, that one funny. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, sound so. You like this? Spy Hunter's like he's cool with it. He's cool with it. Look at that modern Viking. He's got a proper. That's what he called copy. Drill a copy, mate. No longer available. If you got it, you had it. You'll never get it again. Or you might do. You never know. But that looks based as fuck. I like that. That's how I like. If you're going to say proper copy, that's the only way to make coffee. Even if you're French. Sorry, Pepe. Even if you're French, Keep your cafetiere. It doesn't get enough. It doesn't get enough. As far as I'm concerned, it's a waste of good coffee beans, a cafetiere. It's like, I feel like there's, I'm not getting enough out of it. I'm like, no, no. You have to fucking, you're drinking jugs of it. And I'm like, what? I feel like going to bed. But you have an espresso or 12. I've got this espresso machine. It's catering size. It's like, it'll do four espresso cups. I'm like, that's, what? What? That's not a cup, mate. That's a thimble. I'm not. No, mate. That's a little girl's tea set, mate. Why Italy? Why? You know what I mean? But no, mate. I need a mug of that shit, mate. I need a mug of that. But I like that a lot. I like that a lot. Anyway, there's a lot of the streams are getting attacked right now. Tell you what, get your drainage done, and we'll talk after. That bass sound. That's what I'm going to be doing. We've got 20 minutes left of the show. Anyway, so where was I going to go with this? No, not that one. Where is it? No. No, it's not that one either. No, where is it? Where is it? Don't tell me. No. No. Look, see, this is what happens when you don't. Yeah, okay, so, well. This geezer, I gave him props. I gave him props, but like, no. How long is this one? It's 8 minutes. Yeah, you can. This is what we've got to fucking. This is what I'm talking about. We need to market. We need to market our networks so men like this will not say stupid shit like he says at the end of this. He points out a whole load of stuff, and then he pretends that the problem is not obvious. If you look at, this is funny. Be white pilled. This is funny. Don't hate on this geezer. this is like YouTube not mentioned. Do you think he's being sarcastic? Yeah, that's okay. I don't know. I don't know if this geezer's being just. I don't think he's being ironic. I don't. Yeah, you can see. I watched it to a certain point and then I just stopped watching. Yeah. I'm just going to show it to you like that. Yeah. Just. Because this geezer's. Mate. I mean, he's got family and everything. He's more based than me, mate. He's way more based than me. So, like, fucking, but then again, maybe not in other ways. Woo, bullying. The last track was good, though. Yeah, so nice with Ghosty Carl. I'm just playing music that was installed in me as a kid, like, that we all got, like, you know what I mean? Nostalgia's not what it used to be, is it, Ghosty Carl? Especially since we've got based music, based artists. You know what I mean? Basically, like, fucking anyway, Britain's dirty secret. This geezer, I don't know if he's taking the piss or not. Like, first off, he's on point, but then the next bit, I'm not watching any more of this. No. Bad white Englishman, stop it.
Welcome back to Fast Jet Performance. Who's the doctor they told you to see? Dr. FJP and I am back in session, bringing you some medication for the nation as we talk about litter on British streets. It is ridiculous. Guys, we've got to square this away. We've got to look after our communities. I'm going to play you a film right now. Let's have a watch of this. Now, we know in Birmingham, like, collection services and stuff have been paused, but no one seems to be doing anything, and there's litter on the street. Let's watch this young guy here, young Muslim man, really blaming his local community for this.
Brothers and sisters, we're in the United Kingdom. This doesn't even happen. Brother, does this happen in third world countries?
No.
Look, this is England.
Gift from government.
This is the gift. See, this is the gift from the government. That's what he's saying. But what I'm saying is, this is the lack of adab. All these business owners,
You filthy packing bastard!
An authority, a job,
yeah, he's
a
right.
responsibility.
He's right.
To clean this.
Yeah, good
brother,
man.
What do you think of this rubbish?
Brother, what do you think about this?
Is that why you threw a brick through Mr. Whatever His Name Is window?
Every pack he's going to get a brick through his window. And shit, and piss, and petrol. Wait till it starts.
In our society, on the road.
It's good, bad.
Kids
whose fault? Whose fault is this? Good, yeah. Sister, whose fault is this? What do you think? On a level, be real. Whose fault?
I don't believe in racialism or religion. I believe that all the Catholics and Jews and Protestants and Methodists should all get together and attack the Pakistan.
Government or the people?
People.
The people's fault.
Good
Look
kid.
What he, this kid said.
Good kid.
This little kid said it's the people's fault.
People, why are they throwing here?
Why are they throwing here? That's number one. Why are they throwing there? Why is the shopkeepers allowing this to happen, fam? The rats. You know the rat is this big in England. Wallahi, I don't even know sometimes if it's a cat or a rat. My brothers and sisters, you got nothing to do with this. This is the brothers, the shop owners. This has got to stop because our kids are getting infected. Our families are...
Actually, chat. Whose fault is this? Whose fault is this? I mean, like, fucking, there is so far you can place the blame. You know what I mean? I'm never one for blaming the boomers or anything like that, because we all find ourselves in the situation that we're in. You know what I mean? That's been forced upon us. But fucking hell. I haven't been up Birmingham Way for a fucking long way, mate. Down Birmingham Way. What the fuck am I saying? I haven't been down Birmingham Way for a very long time. And it was overrun with packies then. It was overrun with packies then. And like the litter was getting worse. You could actually see, because what they gave the right to buy, and the packies will buy. They buy up everything, mate. They buy up everything, and then they don't pay for services. They don't pay for services. They've voted in all of these fuckers, mate. Anyway, the reason why I'm showing you this fella is because he puts it together. He's put this together better than I could, like, because I'm usually doing shit, mate. So anyway, I'll let this continue and then comment.
Get infected. The rats are coming into our homes because of you. Fix up your shops. Fix up outside your doors. And that's it. Salaam alaikum.
You know, fair play to the boy. I mean, it's a bit four lines, wasn't it? Big hands, bro. But I mean, he's got a valid point there, and we all should have a valid point in our own communities. This is the truth. I did read somewhere, there's a Muslim chap, see if I can find it, saying it's up for the government to sort this out. And it's like, well, fair play, mate, but you're going to get rats, you're going to get diseases within your community unless you sort out your areas. And that's what I've always said when I'm walking around the street.
Cannock, mate. I know Cannock really well, mate. Cannock, you from Cannock, mate? You like me, duck? I know Cannock really well. Cannock Chase, Seven Springs. Oh, man. Used to go. My mum didn't have much money, like, but we used to go just walk around Cannock Chase, like all the different parts, like at weekends and that. You know what I mean? The beautiful, beautiful, beautiful part of the Sherwood Forest, or allegedly, anyway. All the railways. You can walk along the railways that got ripped away. You won't be needing that anymore. You know what I mean? They're just shutting down all the industry. There's no industry though. They're saying they can't afford to make steel in the UK anymore due to environmental obligations. Fucking cheeky bastards. Meanwhile, environmental obligations. Meanwhile, the packies running fucking the black country. It wasn't called the black country because niggers lived there, mate.
I'm picking up litter. Let's look at another one.
Hey, you know,
this is Alan Birmingham.
Rock. Zindabad. Kya baat hai.
Wow, you've got to clean this up, guys. We cannot live.
Alum Rock, yeah, is where all the crack and smack gets dealt with. It's the wholesale area. Like, fucking, it's moved around. You've got Lazelles as well. But basically, Birmingham is the one of the central hubs for all of the really terrible Class A drugs, like of your downers and everything like that.
Live like this. This needs to be swept up. Look, this is Barnet Council. They are getting after it, tackling fly tipping in Barnet. Fly tipping is an absolute nightmare, guys. You just have to book a thing with the dump, don't you? Hello, mate, can I bring some stuff around? A lot of times you've got to pay a premium to dispose of it, but it's better than just dropping it in the country.
Tickets back home to all. If you didn't allow the brown people to own the properties or to have any businesses here, because what did they say? You're racist. You won't let us earn money in your own in your country. I don't want you to earn money in our country, mate. We're not earning money in our country. Why the fuck should you? Why the fuck should you, mate? You know what I mean? Cheeky fucks.
Side for someone else to go and pick up. Again, this is Birmingham, it seems. There's just rubbish in bins. Look, if this is getting to your bin, put it in other sacks, but don't leave by the side of the road. Get it in the back of your car, go and visit a dump, book an appointment. Just shit.
This is when I'm like, is he taking the piss? I'm like, he's like fucking, well, white man, do you know who you're talking to? Do you know who you're talking to, mate? He's like that. Look, all you have to do, mate, is just pick up some rubbish, put it in the back of the car. It's like, do you know how many white people live on this street today, Mr. FTJ or whatever your name, FJP, Fast Jet Performance, bringing us medicine, the medicine that we want to hear. This is not a bitter pill that I want to swallow, mate. Yeah, you're telling me that one 85-year-old who never got round to selling his terraced house in the middle of Alum Rock Road, that one white man whose wheels were stolen of his car in 1981 by the fucking niggers who used to live there before the Packies bought it out. Yeah. He's got to somehow fucking put wheels on that and then fucking go and clear up all of this rubbish one day at a time down the local tip. By the way, the local tip's run by Packies as well. Yeah. Everything's run by Packies. So guess what? The local tip's just going to bring back the rubbish and put it back there going, no, this is a dedication to how we feel about what the white man did to our country. Shut the fuck up, Packy. Packy, go home. Why you kick my dog and call him fuck off when you know his name is Ranjit? Shut the fuck up. No, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Every time I just think,
you filthy packing bastard.
How can I be racist when I this is the centre of Birmingham run by Packies, but somebody said it somewhere. What's the difference between a Paki and an Indian? And I'm like, look, mate, fucking the Jew, fucking Gandhi. Look at him. He's a nappy wearing Jew. Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, fucking Gandhi was a Jew. Look at his face. He's a fucking clergy kid, mate. Oh, I should fucking plead in poverty and that when he's travelling around the world. Who paid for that? Like, you know what I mean? Anyway, he's like that. What India needs is a whole Muslim state just to the left, like, yeah? And, like, just the partition. But they see Gandhi used a, he thought slightly better. He was like, whatever we do, we shouldn't call it East and West India. That's been done already. East India, West India. Anyway, we can't call it that. So what we'll do is we'll call it Pakistan and India. Yeah, but no, they're all Paki. Either they're all Pakis or they're all Indians. They're still the same thing, mate. They're still fucking not white. They're not white. They're not right. And they don't give a shite, mate. Look at the state. Look at the pile of rubbish there, mate. Look at the pile
of the road. Get it in the back of your car, go and visit a dump, book an appointment, and just shift all of that because you won't realise the amount of disease that comes out of it.
Look, mate, of course they realise the amount of disease that comes out of that. That's why it's being done. Yeah? You're telling me that they go into the mosques and the mosques aren't like, you know how we're going to really fuck this shit up? We're going to fuck up the infidels. Look, mate, these are people who can walk around your countryside, walk around your places, and speak in a totally different foreign language, and you don't know what the fuck they're saying about you. Yeah, they're employing these same people. They are giving these people the right to house and earn money from housing people who entered your nation criminally. Yeah. Meanwhile, they're running local government and local municipalities, and they privatized. Oh, they privatized all the waste. It used to be council-owned, council-run. There used to be a time where job for father to son. Of course, they didn't want you to have that anymore. You know what I mean? Go to London, mate. Go to London and look at. Go to the London Underground and play Spot the White Man. Play Spot the White Man working. Who's working there? Well, just play it. Like fucking hell, mate. Hate that. Yeah, yeah, just tidy it up because disease and that. Are you taking the piss? Are you taking the piss? No, I'm not having to go at you. I like you. You're a working man. You've done shit. You've been productive. But really, please tell me you're being sarcastic as fuck if you think that...
And it's going to affect you. It's going to affect your family. The truth is, it's all of our responsibility. It's our areas. I'll tell you what, pick a day of the week, your favourite day of the week, when you go out for a bit of a walk, you're just going to go and do a lap of your area. Take it, go and buy one of those little things, those little shark's mouth, and go nom, 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 those things you press. Get a plastic bag, like a bin liner, and every day on that day, put the bin liner in your pocket, carry a little nom, nom stick with you, and go and pick up rubbish as you walk around.
Bin liner in your pocket. Bin liner in your pocket, he says. Bin liner, just walk out, chat. just pop up the road, and pick up a little bit. Just one fill one bag. You'd have retards standing next to this pile of rubbish, like unbagging that rubbish and putting it into another bag. There you go. That's what he said. No, excuse. Oh, please, can we? No more autists. Can we just ban vaccines? If we ban vaccines, all of this stuff would stop, mate.
And it's going to affect you. It's going to affect your family. The truth is, it's all of our responsibility. It's our...
But what is all of our responsibility? Allowing these people to do this or cleaning up after them? Don't look at me like that. What are you pissed off about? What are you pissed off with me for? See, this is the problem. Us white men are just angry with each other all the time. Fuck you. No, fuck you. No, fuck you. No, fuck you. I'm pissed off with you. Well, I'm pissed off with you too. No, I'm more pissed off with you than you are pissed off with me. No, I'm fucking... You can't be as pissed off with me as I am pissed off with you, mate. You know what I mean? I nurture my grudges. Not as much as I do. And anyway, I'm just telling the Pakis how to do it. Mate, we've been telling the Pakis how to do it. We told them how to do it so much we had to take over their fucking country and install fucking their own shit for them. And they still... And they're just barely hanging on. I don't give a fuck. If we just teach them, it's all about decency. I know it. Look, mate, I know it's all about decency, but like when it's like trying to say like fucking, it's like asking a turd not to smell like shit. That's just preposterous. Look, all right, mate, you're the ex-military man, not me. Let's just get on with it.
Responsibility is our areas. I'll tell you what, pick a day of the week, favorite day of the week, when you go out for a bit of a walk, you're just going to go and do a lap of your area. Take it, go and buy one of those little things, those little sharks to mouth, and go nom nom nom, those things.
Buy one of those little sharks. That sounds like an idea. He was get some sharks, get street sharks, you get them fucking hello street shark, fucking just turn up with a big tank and just fucking yeah, well, is that what he's saying? Get the Pakis, put them in Shark Tank. Wasn't that a TV show? Can we make a based version of Shark Tank where you just turn up in a fucking what do you Americans call it, an 18 fucking wheeler? We call them HGVs around here, heavy goods vehicles. Basically, you don't have to count the wheels, it just basically does what it says on the tin. Anyway, so HGV fucking 18-wheeler Shark Tank, yeah? Oh, we hear you've got a litter problem. Oh, that was Abdullah Bulbul. Right, okay, the whole of Abdul's family, we'll teach them, everybody out on the streets now, this is what happens when you get tidying up. Abdul, the youngest first, mate, youngest first. We don't worry, the sharks halal. Anyway.
Press, get a plastic bag like a bin liner, and every day on that day, put the bin liner in your pocket, carry a little nom nom stick with you, and go and pick up rubbish as you walk around. Put them in your bag, put the bag in your own bin as you go around. If we all did that, guys, you wouldn't believe what happens to your communities, right? They get better, they get brighter, more people copy your lead as well. You get the odd person.
Well, is it? I might have him all wrong. Do you think he's speaking in code? Ooh, is he doing like normie whispering Fed posting? Let's listen to what he's actually got to say and then put it into context of what the cause is. That, yeah, mate, I think you might be doing some of them subliminal shit, mate. Now, what's he actually saying? Read between the lines, chat.
And go and pick up rubbish as you walk around. Put them in your bag. Put the bag in your own bin as you go around. If we all did that, guys, you wouldn't believe what happens to your communities, all right? They get better. They get brighter. More people copy your lead as well. You get the odd person.
Right. 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 When you see some litter on the streets, mate, pick them up and put them in your own bag. No, I got you. I know what he's talking about. He's talking about recycling. And good on him. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Fed post redacted. Anyway.
You know, what are you doing, mate? So I'm picking up rubbish, mate, innit? Because I live here.
What are you doing, mate? You like that? What are you doing, mate? I'm picking up rubbish. Sorry, don't laugh at your own jokes, mate. It's not the done thing. What are you doing, mate? I'm picking up rubbish.
Be a lead as well. You get the odd person going, what are you doing, mate? So I'm picking up rubbish, mate, innit? Because I live here, you know what I'm saying? More people copy your lead as well. You get the odd person going, what are you doing, mate? So I'm picking up rubbish, mate, innit? Because I live here, you know what I'm saying? But get it done.
You might think that only an occasional row of seats would generate so much trashing. But in reality, every row ends up like that. Even the gaps between the seats are no exception. Fortunately, most of the trash consists of popcorn, cardboard scraps, and crumbs, which can easily be blown out with an air blower. However, you can't afford to be careless.
Right, these are Moroccans who are a bit upset with the police over Islamophobia or something, probably some made-up nonsense, and they're throwing rubbish around. Look at this. Someone's got to pick this up, guys. This is absolute. This lawlessness, if it continues in the UK, is only one thing's going to happen.
Mate, I think he's actually being really... He's officer class, you see. He's being officer class. This is the closest you'd get to one of the Sandringham boys. Sandhurst boys. This is the closest you'll get to him being a proper racist. Yes, just pick up the litter. You know what I mean, lads. Right, lads, snap to it. What's all this litter? Look at this litter. It stinks to high heaven. Someone's got to clear this up. Yes, mate. Fucking yes, mate. If he's saying what I think he's saying, I'll vote for him. He can be king for life. But that's it.
People are going to steam into these communities, and they're going to get a massive bashing because it's not on. It's not on at all. And good
yes,
news,
mate. This right. We've got to rewind that. I think yes, mate. Yes, this is Normie whispering extraordinaire.
Thing, probably some made up nonsense, and they're throwing rubbish around. Look at this. Someone's got to pick this up, guys.
Got to pick this rubbish up, guys. Look at all this rubbish on your streets, guys. Just look at it. Look at the rubbish.
Pick it up. This is absolute. This lawlessness, if it continues in the UK, is only one thing's going to happen. People are going to steam into these communities, and they're going to get a massive bashing because it's not on. It's not on at all. And good news stories, these are Muslims that are out there. Look at those little grips.
Good news stories. This is the point. This is the point where I was like, no, I'm not. Good news stories, and he's showing us Paki's in high viz. The good Muslim chat. The responsible Muslims. Yeah, sure, mate. Yeah, sure. Anyway, it's midday. It's the end of the show. I'm going to say see you later to the great crew on FTJ, Modern Viking, Sniper, Spy Hunter. Sniper Hunter? Who's he? Well, he's Spy Hunter's cousin. Anyway, also, see you later, Snail Racer. See you later, Modern Viking. See you later to Modern Viking. Thank you for the coffee cup. I've got to save that in a minute. Who else was there? Like, fucking, we had Flood earlier. Thank you very much to everybody who supported the stream. All support this month is going towards the building project. So help yourself if you want to help me out. Thank you very much. I've got to buy gravel, and I've got to buy that fucking gravel pipe work, drainage pipe, drain pipes. I want to get the blue stuff, not the black stuff. Anyway, so that's what I'll be working on. I'm going to go in. I've got some more. I'm just pulling up the land a bit more, and then I'm going to cut out the drains afterwards, because that's the way I do shit. It's weird like that. Anyway, so what thank you very much to everybody. Heavy Gustav, thank you very much to all of the people who supported the stream today on FTJ. I'll say see you later to the White Pilled crew, and the White Pilled crew are all VIP. See you later, Heavy Gustav, Ethno Nationalist, German Fire, Hoss MD. Dum 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 dum. He's gonna have spring has sprung, and he gets to chill out soon. Good on you, mate. We've also got, see you later, to the Radio Waffen Messenger and Sir Pepe and the White Pill crew. Thank you very much for being here. I hope you have a wonderful day. The sun is shining. I'm going to get out there. My shoulders were stinging a little bit yesterday after being out in the sun. So I shall be redneck soon. Anyway, so what are we doing? I'm going to say see you later to, just a second. Before I do that, I've got to do this. Hold on. So where were we? I've just got to say see you later to our good friends, all of the crews are based good crews, and I enjoy the fact that you're all here. Thank you very much. Even your Odyssey lot, if your Odyssey lot ever want to join in the conversation, you can check out the links. You can join the Telegram group, or you can just come and join one of these platforms. You're more than fucking welcome, mate. Anyway, see you later to the GTV crew, which includes Stormwolf, White Boy 1488, Xenox, Germ 77, Faggot Slayer, Halo Waffen, Austrian. No moderators, because there's nothing moderate about this show. It's not even moderately funny. Anyway, see you later to the crew in the VIP lounge. And that'll be End Jewish Privilege, In It for Luck, for On It, Aussie Hope, Bear Waffen, Sir Round That Sock. See you later, mate. Go See Kyle, Dora Lumen, Sir Northman, Sir Sleep No More, and Sir Pepe NS. This has been the Full Anglo-Saxon Breakfast Show. And I'm off. I'm off what? I'm going hunting, mate.
Crazy hood niggers camping out in the night, climbing through the trees. Smoke alarms chirping and the blunt smoke's blowing. Smell it in the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the road where the town turns black, where the crack smoke blows, I'm gonna take you to a real dark place where the whites never go. Baby, get ready. In the dark, ropes on our backs, creeping through the niggers' yards. Keep your head down low. Hanging all the niggers on a full moon night. We'll be calling all our friends so they can come enjoy the sight. Watch the wind chimes blow. Slaying all these coons. Feels so good hunting niggers with you. Race war started, white boy summer's come, and we're getting jacked as fuck. We've waited all our lives, now the time is right, time to fight all the knocks. Baby, aim steady. Gotta handle this matter, we can't sit forever, time to get up and fight. Time to deliver and prove ourselves against the anti-whites. Baby, get ready. Ooh, you and me hunting niggers in the dark. Ropes on our backs creeping through the niggers' yards. Keep your head down low. Hanging all the niggers on a full moon night. We'll be calling all our friends so they can come enjoy the sight. Watch the wind chimes blow. She booms. Feels so good hunting niggers with you and me. Ropes on our backs creeping through the niggers' yards. Keep your head down low. Hanging all the niggers on the pole. Hanging all the niggers on the calling all the minds so they can come and draw the signs and watch the wind chimes blow. You and me, honey, you niggers and me, honey, niggers on our backs creeping through the niggers' yards.
keep your head down low.
Latest chat.